AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world. Thank you for that hand clap to our audience out there on AM 1220 KDOW iHeartRadio and our online streaming where you can always listen live. You can listen live at OldDark30. Just tune in and see what we have to say. You can always dial into my show at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me today. Or you can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride here with us today. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that as well by emailing me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30. That's 1-888-MY-SBC-30. Welcome in, everybody. Welcome in from around the world, iHeartRadio listeners, those that are listening from different parts of the state, different parts of the country, different parts of the world. I am looking forward to just talking to you today. It is just you and me. And my producer behind the scenes, it is us. And I've got a story to tell you. Years ago, and I mean years ago, probably 29 years ago, maybe 27, 29 years ago. My son's 29, so somewhere in that ballpark after he was born. When a baby's born, we're so excited. I was so excited about my son getting here. Just loved this guy. Loved him before I got here. What I didn't love was what I looked like after he was born. I had a problem with what I looked like. I wanted to look like I looked prior to getting pregnant. And so I decided to get a fitness membership, a 24-hour fitness membership. This is when 24-hour fitness was actually open 24 hours a day. They're still 24-hour fitness, but they are certainly not open 24 hours a day. And that is, I'm sure, because, and I say this to my clients that I coach and consult all the time, your customers will teach you how to do business with them. And I suspect that those members quit showing up at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and not enough members showing up to keep the lights on. I would have done the same thing. So kudos to you, 24-hour fitness, on that. So I bought a membership, got a pretty good deal on it. That's when you'd go in and you sit and chat and talk and figure out what type of membership you wanted. And so I've had it all these years and I've used it in different ways. And sometimes I didn't use it. Sometimes I just paid for it and 24-hour fitness got my money and the membership didn't do anything for me because I did not activate it during that time. I did not utilize it. I did not take what I had permission to use and go into 24-hour fitness and get fit. Now I'm pretty fit for my age today. I'm not too bad, not too shabby. I'm still working on adjusting for those women out there who appreciate the value of the professionals out there, women in the workplace and entrepreneurs and all of that, however you're identifying yourself, menopause is one of those things that it defies your body. And you're like, what does this have to do with the business? Because fitness is important. Physical fitness is important. And we'll talk about mental fitness is important. And business fitness is important. And as much as I love my membership, in order for me to get the best value out of it, was to exercise my rights under 24-hour fitness guidelines to go in and work out. So probably the last couple of years, I've been pretty consistent, and I've done a couple of fitness programs that I really like. And sometimes people will ask, well, what fitness program do you use? Or what's the best fitness? We ask that, right? What's the best fitness program out there? And I'm not a fitness instructor or fitness guru or anything like that, but I've got a response to that. The best fitness program out there is the one that you will use. Simple as that. What works for you? What works for me may not work for you. How you utilize your fitness, how you utilize your 24-hour fitness is different than mine. When I go into 24-hour fitness, the first thing I'm hitting is a treadmill. And I may do anywhere from a half hour to an hour on the treadmill. I'm trying to get 2 miles in at least on the treadmill. Maybe more sometimes. And then I'm going to look at what I can do in terms of weight training. So my regimen would be different from yours because my body's different. So I need other equipment. I may need, or you may need, different equipment to enhance your muscles and to get lean and to get fit or to just feel good. You know, you can feel good and may not have all the weight off that you want, right? But at least you're more fit than you were last year. So I got into my fitness and it has been working for me. And the only reason it's been working for me is because I've been working it and doing what I'm supposed to do with it. So I say all that to say that business fitness, small business fitness, I'm talking to those that are, and even professionals really can pull and glean some insight from what I'm going to share today with regards to business fitness, business acumen, developing yourself, developing your superpower in the industry that you're in. So we may do things like go back to college. I went back to college in 2019. It was my turn. Oftentimes you've heard the story. We get married, we have kids, and mom stays home with the children and doesn't finish college. And I actually finished my baccalaureate degree sometime after my son was born, but he's growing and all of that. And so I couldn't go after my master's. So I finished my master's actually last year, which I am super proud of. We'll walk the stage in September. Looking forward to that. But why did I do that? I want to be mentally fit to do the work that I do as a professional, as an entrepreneur. And if you are a business owner, or if you're thinking about being a business owner, your business fitness is critical to your success. And if you're just thinking about, I want to get new customers and that's it, I want to start my business and get new customers. I want to start my business, I want to get customers. Well, in between starting your business and building a solid clientele base, there's all of these tasks and operations and infrastructure, all of the planning, all of the things that you do or you see in your organization, the company that you work for. Maybe you're still working a 9-to-5. Guess what? Everything that is allowing that business system to work, all of the top line activities to enjoy a great bottom line, means that you have to be business fit. And so you need to have resources or have accessibility to let's say tracks or channels or pathways to consistently develop your business muscles, your mental muscles. And so whatever your business is, and I see this a lot with new business owners, maybe less than 2 years in business, it's really like watching businesses, you know, the business fly by the seat of their pants. They're just running and gunning and trying to get new opportunities and putting everything out on social media. And I'm just trying to get new business and putting up their e-commerce and not really putting the critical thinking into a formidable, actionable structure so it can work for you. And we call that a business system. Self-employment is if you don't work, you don't make money. A business system is I can go to Hawaii on vacation and my business continues to operate. So you says, Coach, how do I get business fit? Where do I start? That's a really great question. Where do I start? If you are just starting out or you are thinking about starting out, in fact, I'm doing a training right now, a series with the Northern California SBDC Network, their Inclusivity Project Program. If you were listening last week, Debbie Tosi shared that we were kicking off a new session of series of training classes for starting businesses in the Inclusivity Project Program under the NorCal SBDC and scaling up. Well, the starting up is really a great place to talk about small business fitness. Where do I start? You start with your idea assessment. You assess the idea. You put a think tank together if you have those around you that can help you critically think through starting a business, thinking through how to develop your business acumen in starting a business. I've got to go to a commercial break. More when we come back. I'm going to go deeper with you on this. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are, for sure, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on Business on the Edge. We are talking about business fitness, small business fitness. Think of your small business fitness and the dedication to that as a gym membership, if you're just tuning in. I use 24-hour fitness as an example of having my membership and getting it to work for me. You can have a membership and it does not work for you. But think of it as a fitness experience like you would experience at a gym. So if you are a new business owner and you says, well, where do I start? Or if you're thinking about starting a business, where do I start? Where do I start building my brain and getting fit? The first thing you want to think about is idea assessment. How do you assess your business? How do you assess whether or not it's viable? How do you assess whether or not it's feasible? And just because you think it's a fantastic idea doesn't mean that people are going to buy it. It's the truth. And so we fly off by the seat of our pants and we go do all of this stuff and all of a sudden no one's buying it. But you might be in a different place. And business fitness is an ongoing experience. So you may take training classes, you may use SCORE, you may use SBDCs, you may use Women Business Centers. The goal is really to allow the fitness, you have to think of it as fitness. You have to think of it as a way for you to strengthen the foundation of your business, the infrastructure of your business. If we have contractors on listening today, ask any contractor worth his salt. Even if he's not worth his salt, knows that if they're building a house, there should be a strong foundation. Why? Because it doesn't matter how great the house looks. If there's no foundation, what's coming down when there's a strong enough wind, a big enough storm, you couldn't talk me into taking a, says, Margaret, hey, coach, we built you a $2 million house in a great location in Southern Cal, SoCal, but there's no foundation in it. Good luck with that. Keep it. And so it's the same thing with your business. And it's not just starting your business. It is running your business. It is operating your business. It is building your business. And so you have to stay on the journey of being fit in every stage of your business as a CEO, as you develop it. So maybe you don't want to stay a small business. And you want to grow bigger. You want to be a mid-size business, or you want to be a large small business. Small businesses, according to the Small Business Administration, is less than or fewer than 500 employees. That's not too bad. If you have 499 employees, you're doing something right. But you know what you're doing for sure? What Fortune 1000 business executives are doing, and what Fortune 50 and 60, they are lifelong learners. And if they don't know something, they are going to get someone who knows it. But you have to be a lifelong learner. There is no one that is creating that type of success that is not spending time learning and reading, staying on top of their business game, their business acumen. There are no unicorns. I don't care who they are. There is no one on the planet that just does not need to take time out and increase their disciplines, increase their knowledge base. Doctors have to continue to test and train. Why? Because so they know what they're doing when they are practicing on you. It's almost like an oxymoron, but that's really true. They have to continue to grow and learn. Mental health therapists and psychologists. So if you are a business owner, being fit in your discipline is important. And I know that sometimes trying to locate the right resources can be a challenge. And so there's some really great tools out there, some really great resources that I love. Small Biz Trends. Small Biz Trends is a really great place where you're going to find a lot of great articles that help you stay fit in your business acumen. So if you go out to Small Biz Trends, you can spend some time learning about what's working, what's not. It could be in marketing, it could be in finance, it could be in social media. It could be in various starting a business, running a business, life. Oh, what about life? Because as a business owner, you better have some work-life entrepreneurship balance. Technology, they have headlining, you know, whatever their headliners are, and they kind of keep these articles for a lengthy period of time. You can run into some, so I just warn you, if you go out to smallbiztrends.com, you can run into articles that are no longer accessible, and the link happens to still be there. So these are ways that you can continue to develop. And I would recommend that any series that are out there, the scores in the Small Business Development Centers are really great. Women Business Centers are really great because your trainings typically are no cost to low cost. Most of them are no cost. If they do cost something, then it's $40 or $20 or $60. It is really worth the investment. If you do not want to invest in your business growth, to ensure that you are putting your business on the right path for sustainability, then that's a problem, right? I've got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to go a little bit further. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Radio. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. This is Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. If you're just tuning in, welcome into the show. We are talking about keeping your business muscles, your small business acumen muscles strong. If they are not, and they're little skinny arms, then we need to get to work. And so, as I've said earlier in our segments, that think of it as a business, as a fitness center, like 24 Hour Fitness, Planet Fitness, LA Fitness, wherever you're at. And you want to develop your physique. Well, you want to develop your business physique as well. And I'm not telling you anything that should not be a reality in your life. Warren Buffett reads, and before I tell you that, let me ask you a question. How many hours or how much time a day do you spend developing yourself, building your business muscles that you're investing? You're the best invested, and you're the best investment. You're the commodity. You're the business owner. You're the CEO. We want small businesses to be strong because you are the backbone of our cities, our counties, our states. And sometimes you may feel like, I'm doing so much that I don't have time to do anything extra. You would be amazed at how much extra you can do if you really take a look at your day and the things that you're doing. And I'm not saying as business owners, I'm a business owner and I know how demanding my schedule is, but there happens to be lull times in my day that I have the ability to do a little extra. And rather than sleep a little extra, or rather than watch a little TV extra, Warren Buffett says he reads a minimum of 5 to 6 hours a day. He reads from books, hundreds of pages of corporate reports, along with 5 newspapers each day. He spends about 80% of his time on average reading. He's a multi-billionaire. And you're saying, well, he's supposed to read corporate reports. That's true. He's reading hundreds of pages of corporate reports. And how many pages of your corporate reports have you read today? How many books have you read today? How many newspapers have you read today? What's keeping you fit? Bill Gates reads about 50 books per year. Nearly one a week. Nearly one per week. We got 52 weeks in a year. So there is a price to pay to develop those strong muscles, right? So when you go to the gym, you go to Planet Fitness, or you work out and you get a trainer, and the trainer says, okay, we're gonna work you out. These are the exercises we're gonna do, and we're gonna give you a nutrition plan. Why? So you can be efficient in developing those muscles. And so the same is in terms of having a small business fitness center. You should be developing your own fitness center. You go to the store and you buy your own weights, and you get some fitness gear, and you get the bands. You're developing your at-home fitness center. Why? Because you want to be fit. You should be doing the same thing with your small business. What do I need to put together in my business fitness ecosystem? You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show, where we kind of update you on the Small Business Concierge, what we got going on, the magazine, yay, our small businesses. I enjoyed having our small businesses on over the last couple of weeks, the winners of our Northern California SBDC Inclusivity Project Program. They were just outstanding. And so if you did not get a chance to listen to those shows, pick them up on our website, our podcast. You can go out to Podbean or just go out to our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, and you can pick them up there as well, and our businessontheedge.biz website. So they were fantastic. So we published our first magazine for this year. We published for a year, and it's all about supporting small businesses. And actually, the small businesses are heavily the contributors of the articles, thought leaders in the magazine. Why? Because you need a voice. Someone needed to help you expand your reach. And that's why, one of the reasons why I began producing a magazine back in 2018. We launched it at the Silicon Valley Small Business Development Center Summit, and we were setting the tone. They asked us to set the tone, and we set the tone of their event. And so we are still chugging along for you to have access to it, so you can get access to it on the digital platform issue.com as well. So we've been talking about your business fitness, and you should have your own business fitness center at home or in your office. And you should be collecting resources that help you stay fit and help you critically think about your business. And that could be utilizing women business centers. If you are a woman in business or thinking about going into business, small business development center. And these are federal programs. And so you can access them all over the country. You just have to locate them within your region. SCORE. Those are resources that you can put in your fitness center, for starters. Now, one of the things that we have developed at smallbusinessconcierge.biz is a part of our Small Business Concierge magazine and digital catalog is that we have a member portal. And inside that member portal is our Small Business Fitness Center. Why? Because I understand I use our Small Business Fitness Center. Why? To keep my business and keep me fit. And so inside the Small Business Portal, we've got different categories of resources that will help a business owner either start, grow, or build their business, expand their business. We're thinking about what you're not thinking about that you should be thinking about. So we've got from accounting to bookkeeping, data collection and research. How many of you out there are doing your data collection and research for your business? Are you using tools like the Census Business Builder to take a look at your demographics out there, data that's out there, economic data that's out there? Are you doing any of that? And so the Small Business Fitness Center is chocked full of resources, CRM, grants, financing, funding, monthly coaching calls from myself or from my colleagues. And the monthly coaching calls allows you to interact when we do live calls, ask questions, grow. If you are looking for grants, we have grant readiness exclusive monthly calls. Your sales pipeline, your social media advertising. And right now, my researchers are working on the state-by-state resources wherever you're at in the nation. And so inside this portal, this virtual portal, is your experience to working out your muscles. And what if you can't find something? So maybe you've been looking for something and you come to us and say, hey, can you help me find it? So we have this cool little place where inside our Getting Started that we will help you find. We won't do all of your work for you in research. That's not what we do. But what we will do is help you get unstuck. And so there's so much that you need to ensure you have access to build those business muscles, build up what you are endeavoring to do, whether you're starting or whether you're on that pathway to expanding, growing your business bigger. And he says, hey, coach, how do I get access to it? First of all, you can get access to it on our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Check it out. We've got all kinds of cool tools in here. We have business power pods. What are those? Those are little short videos. Some of them are a little lengthy, about 30 minutes, but we try to keep them short for the most part to give you information that is helpful for your business planning or financing and all of that good stuff. We continue to add to it. So our Small Business Fitness Center, we've been developing and we've been building this for the last year, and we add to it every single day, not every week. Every single day we're adding resources. Why? Because you don't have time to do all of the researching all of the time, right? You're like, I'm so busy building my business, I don't have time to try to find all of this stuff. Well, we're looking for it. We're looking for it for you so you can build and grow. Why? Because I believe that small businesses deserve an opportunity to be the giants that they are. We'll be right back. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bayer's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. You're simply the best, Tina Turner. We appreciate her talent and gift. Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are at the bottom of our show. And so we've been talking about building your small business fitness acumen up, as build a small business fitness center, build your virtual fitness center. There's tons of resources out there that you should be accessing. And in our Small Business Concierge segment, I shared about our small business membership, where we have three memberships, and it's the Small Business Grant Readiness, the Small Business Growth Plan, and then, yes, we have one for our youth entrepreneurship. And so any one of those plans that's going to give you access to our Small Business Fitness Center, give you access to, and it's and the reality is it's not giving you access to a fitness center more than giving you access and opportunity to build up your foundation, your business strength, as you continue to grow, where you're at, where you're going, and what you want to do over the next 3 to 5 years and on. There's always resources there. Just like my fitness, 24-hour fitness membership that I bought years ago after my son was born. It still works for me today. I pay my membership and I get access to the opportunity to be physically fit. And I'm really happy about that. That's really important to me because I'm getting older and I want to live long and strong and not long and crippled and broke down and all kinds of things like that. I'm fighting to have a great future. And so that's what you're being offered today, is the opportunity to really, and this is really for those that really want to do the work on developing themselves and developing their business. If you're not that person, this is really not a good fit for you. This is really not the place. But I do encourage you to build your fitness center, build your little workout space in your home or your home office, or maybe it's at the office maybe you have to drive to in the work, but build a system that helps you grow and thrive. And so that's important. And if you are ready to take that leap and go further, then this is a good space for you, and we want to help you do that. And so Small Business Concierge provides that fitness center, provides that mass media component as well for you. I can't stress enough that when I talk to these small businesses day to day, and they are so genuine, they're so precious, so fantastic, and so sometimes wide-eyed, rose-colored glasses with what they want to do, and I can't help but to help them get there. And so the ones that are successful in the coaching and consulting process with me are the ones that stick with it. And certainly have those that fall off, but those that stick with it, they either, if they haven't started a business, they start their business, they start adding their clientele, they're growing, and they're getting tools. They actually get homework, and they're getting tools to grow and build their business. And so I want you to grow and build your business. If you want to go a little bit deeper and you want to take that level and you want to go and stretch to that next level, then this is a really great resource. And all of the resources, by the way, that I've mentioned on air today are inside the portal, because we're putting it together. And maybe you're interested in procurement, government contracts, it's in the portal. Maybe you're interested in grants, in the portal. We have a lot of grants all over the country that we have sourced and that we have put in here. And the state by state stuff is really to support and find the basics of your resources in your state. But there's also going to be resources in your city and in your county. So you want to be able to take that further and say, let me see what I'm doing in the county. What's going on in my local city? But we are looking at the state by state. And if you want us to help find something for you in your state, in your county or in your city, we have researchers that can help do that. And why is that important? Because a strong business that is, you can grow and not have a foundation, but it'll crumble and it'll fall apart on you. But put in the solid foundation so you can be extraordinary and you can create the competitive advantage and have that long-term sustainability that you need and this country needs and your city needs and your county needs. And so I'm out of time. Connect with us. Email me at business on the edge if you are interested. And I'm going to give you a special code, give you a 10% discount off that first month of your plan.